It's time for the Chamber Member-to-Member Focus, brought to you by the Windham Area Chamber of Commerce, designed to promote local and area businesses and help us understand why shopping local is so important to keeping our community strong. Here now is the Assistant Chamber Director, Katie Greener.
Hey guys, this is Katie from the Windham Chamber of Commerce, and today we are doing our Member to Member Katie feature. Member to Member is a monthly segment where we bring together like-minded chamber members and just uplift them, spotlight them, talk about what they're doing. So there's some videos being published on YouTube this month. We have some social media posts. There's a write-up in the Citizen today, and then now we're on the radio. We have Joe from Joe's Lawn Care. Hey, Joe.
Hey, and nice. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and we got Nick Colseth from Colseth Lawn, Landscape, and Concrete.
How are we doing today?
Yeah, doing pretty good. I have to say, like, when I pulled in here, you guys both had red trucks, and I thought that was awesome. I remembered your truck, Joe, was red, but I forgot that yours was red, too. So there we go. But hey, we're bringing you guys on to talk about springtime and not just, you know, what folks can do to prepare for spring, but also like hearing more about your businesses. So Joe, can you get us started? Tell us about who you are and tell us about your business.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you, Katie. And my name, of course, is Joe Harvey. I have Joe's Lawn Care Tree and Snow Removal here in Windham. It was started in 2008. We have an office down. It's actually in the alley directly behind Higley Floyd. And then I also have my tree service, full tree service business, and that is located south of town, on County Road 17 there, just going up from Smith Auto and Windham Farm Service. And we also, of course, sell firewood and everything that goes along with that. But the business, we started out with mowing lawns. At the time I started the business, I was employed at Bark. And with Bark's very initial startup, and but that wasn't enough to live on. So I thought, if I can just get 6 yards to mow a week in addition to supplement my Bark wages, well, and of course, as they say, the rest is history. And I think right now we're doing, I'm not even sure what the count is, to tell you the truth off the top of my head, but it's a little over 100 yards a week when we're rolling. And of course, the tree service business is the one that's really overshadowing everything at the moment. It's really taking off like gangbusters. And
yeah, that's awesome. And how long have you been in Windham or Miami, Joe?
Well, I actually graduated from, do I have to even tell the year? From Thornton Jeffers. Well, actually from Jeffers in 1975. I've been in Windham for quite a few years. I did not go to school in Windham, however. Like I said, I graduated from Jeffers. And I shortly thereafter, I guess I've been in Windham since about 2000, I guess, okay. Somewhere's in there.
Yeah, awesome. And how about you, Nick? Tell us about who you are, like whether you grew up in Windham and just how you started your business.
I'm Nick Colseth, the owner of Colseth Lawn and Landscape. Been in Windham my whole life, grew up in Windham, went to school in Windham, left for 5 years, went to college at South Dakota State and wrestled out there. Basically, for me getting started, you know, I was working for a couple of guys, and I started mowing lawns on the side, and you know, ventured off onto my own, you know, doing lawns and some landscape projects, and basically just kept building it up. Now we're basically a couple full-time guys that we run a couple crews out there. Biggest thing, you know, we do a lot of lawn care, you know, every end of the lawn care business, to snow removal, to some concrete work, to some general landscaping.
Yeah, wow.
You know, and also, you know, we do a lot of, one thing I really love doing and we just started doing more of is field maintenance, basically on baseball, softball fields.
Sure. Yep.
So we do a lot of maintenance on the Windham baseball field and Mountain Lake baseball field.
That's awesome. So you work with a team of other people. How about you, Joe? I can't remember. Are you kind of more of a one-man show, or do you work with a few other people for projects?
I've got 5 employees at present time, and I'm looking at putting on a couple of more this year as the tree business is expanding. I kind of am in that Last year, I don't think I rode a lawnmower more than once or twice. So,
okay, wow. Yeah, so obviously for both of you, for your business name, like lawn is, you know, the first word in that. But tell us about the other projects you do. Nick, you kind of mentioned some of them, but what are the maybe lesser known things you guys are capable of doing? Nick, how about you?
You know, we like doing a lot of decorative concrete work to, you know, pavers, retaining walls. But I also mentioned in there, you know, working on ground screw for, you know, baseball, softball fields, football fields, painting lines, to mowing the fields, you know, getting them kind of looking like a major league field.
Yeah, that's awesome. How about you, Joe?
Well, yeah, and that's one thing Nick and I share in common with our businesses is the lawn care aspect. But I wanted to be sure to point out that Nick does such an awesome job with his landscaping. I can't say enough about his landscape projects. I even give people that have asked me for bigger landscape projects his name because he does such a nice job. And I'm just not set up and I don't really care to do large landscape projects. I am really geared towards building the tree business and everything from trimming shrubs, hedges, bushes, trees, to removal of the trees, grinding of the stumps. All of that, and of course, selling firewood is a side business, and we will never give up on the lawn care. That's what it started out as, is Joe's lawn care, and it's just like I said. I started out thinking I'd get about 6 yards to do, and of course, it's just grown since then. So, we of course Nick and I both do leaf bagging in the fall, fertilizing, spraying.
Yep.
Stuff like that. So it's pretty much all inclusive with lawn care. And
yeah, and you know, it's spring, right? We're going to be talking about like what you can do to prepare for spring. And obviously, it's a little ironic because at the time of recording, we're coming up on Easter weekend and there is snow in the forecast. So I don't know. Are you expecting to do some snow removal or at this time, do you cut it off of when you're with your equipment, you know, and storing that?
And you want to take this one? Oh, I hope not.
I hope
our snow equipment is put away for the year. But, hey, it's Mother Nature, and if the Lord says it's going to snow, then we don't have much to do besides being human and we'll complain or whatever. But if we have to, we have to. You know, I've got most of my stuff kind of tucked away. I've still got a couple of plows handy, and the stuff is not far away yet, you know, but as I'd mentioned earlier, before as coming into the KDUM studios today, I actually stepped over onto the yard and took a reading of the ground temperature, and we were at about 40 degrees. So it's a long ways from before things are going to start coming alive just yet. So,
yep. I saw some like tulip bulbs poking up in my yard, and I was picking up sticks in the yard last weekend. But hey, we had talked about thatching a yard and like what to do for spring. Nick, tell us a little bit about what homeowners can be doing right now. Maybe whether or not they need, you know, your services or you're involved. What can people start doing, you know, even though the ground is still colder?
You know, there's a lot of things people can start doing this time of year, you know, because first off, you know, picking sticks up, cleaning their yard up, raking. you know, a lot of people have their yard thatched. Other things that people need to take in consideration is probably maintenance on their mowers, you know, sharpening blades, you know, getting those fresh for the year.
Yep.
You know, Joe, what else you got?
Well, you kind of touched on it, Nick. I would say if you're going to touch a little bit on the lawnmower care, please, people, one of the most crucial things to having a green yard is to have it weed-free is to have a lush green yard. 3 inches is the height to mow your grass. They recommend anything between 2 and 4, and so 3 is right in the middle. And another thing, too, is people don't realize, a lot of people, we get people that like to want us to come, and they want us to cut it way down close to the ground, and then we come back, and it's almost needing a baler in there. That's really hard on your lawn. Mm. You're better off to cut more times and take less off per time, and it keeps the grass stem healthier. And another thing, too, is fertilizing.
Yep.
Fertilizing, and if you want a lush green yard, and there again, it depends upon if you have possibly moved into a new home, then, you know, you've got a yard to contend with. We need to look at it. We need to check the pH, balance in the soil, and all of that. Not every yard is the same. People think they just go throw a fertilizer on something and go. And I'm not saying that that won't work, but it's maybe you need to set things and structure it for each particular yard.
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, Nick, in your experience, what are some of these maybe common mistakes people make when, you know, oh, there's so much excitement around spring and summer, and what, in your experience, are some of the things you shouldn't do, like Joe was saying?
There's a lot of things that some people will miss, and they'll just call and ask. I think a lot of times people don't realize they'll cut their lawn too short. They're like, why is my lawn burning up?
Yeah.
You know, when you get in that mid-summertime, you kind of want to keep your grass a little longer.
Right.
You know, and you also want to kind of not over-fertilize. You know, a lot of times if you over-fertilize, you burn your yard up.
Right.
Little things like that. Or having dull mower blades where you're not cutting good, you know, and you're leaving strands here and there.
Before we close out here, I want to hear from both of you, what is some advice you would give to somebody who's thinking about starting a business? I know last time on the show we had two entrepreneurs on, the owner of Inspired and Ashes to Art, and they told us kind of their thoughts on what it means to own a business. How about you guys? What would you say to someone who's thinking about starting a business in Windham?
Don't make it a lawn care or a tree or a landscaping.
Right. There you go.
But I don't know, in this climate, you know, there's the old adage, you know, it's owning your own business is wonderful. And it is. Don't get me wrong. It is. However, that being said, you are responsible for everything as a business owner. If the employees or whatever, they went off early for some reason or another and the job still needs to get finished, guess who's out there finishing the job? And we are, as the owners, we're the ones that answer for anything that's not right. And you always hear about that. You don't always hear about the attaboys, but you do hear about any kind of a mishap. But most of the time, things go pretty well. I don't know. I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't. I mean, if I got some advice for people looking to start up, you know, is chase that dream. Chase that dream, work hard, and see where you can, you know, turn out.
Yeah.
I mean, I started, you know, like you said, we both started off with a couple lawns and just kind of built from there and put a lot of work and a lot of time.
Yeah,
it's like
sure.
It's endless hours, and it still is endless hours, but, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we're so glad you guys have been on the show. And can you tell us where people should go to learn more about your business or how they can contact you for your services?
They can go on to Facebook and look on my Facebook account, which is Kulseth Lawn, Landscape, and Concrete on Facebook, or they can call me at 507-822-0626.
Awesome. And how about you, Joe?
Okay, and for mine, you can go also on Facebook to Joe's Lawn Care. You can Google me, you can ask Siri, you can ask Alexa, and all that stuff, you know, it's all over the place. So, and Nick Stewart, you easily Google him as well, so for any of those particulars. And also, as an ad before we end this, please do.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Katie with the Windham Chamber of Commerce, and today's member-to-member feature is with Nick Kulseth with Kulseth Lawn, Landscape, and Concrete, and we got Joe Harvey here from Joe's Lawn Care. Thanks, guys, for being on the show.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks for having us.